Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Wake up!
It's our 8 o'clock hour, and it's brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start hacking. It is time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929 or hit X.
Our man Coach CJ had an issue with the way I was passing around the questions a minute ago. He says it seems like I was a little more biased towards Bo. He says it seemed like every round that Tiff had to go first, which let Bo Google his words.
Yeah. I see, someone's got my back out there. It says, this is a sham.
I think if I rewound it, I think I was even.
Man, y'all some sore losers. That's all I'm going to say.
Look, man.
No, I mean, Coach CJ's just looking out.
It's absolutely hilarious. Also,
I appreciate it.
My guy Tim Knott on Twitter said, bro, when you hit the I don't want your life, it had me dying. Proud member of the mafia. So there you go. Also, man, and I don't want to go back to it, but Bryce Dermo. Our buddy said, I'm 31 and I used to watch Nip Tuck late at night as a kid for obvious reasons. Not many shows on cable had what they had going on.
I said it was informative.
That's what
you didn't give it to me.
That's what makes it weird that there was a watch party. Like, that's what makes the whole watch party.
I don't know what,
like, what was
on
going
in
on
County,
at the watch party.
But,
yeah.
You know.
That was in Kennesaw. I was at Kennesaw State. We're college kids. It's just an excuse to get together and have a party.
Think about it, Tiff. He had a wide range of years at Kennesaw State. He, you know, he could. He did Nip Tuck viewing parties and MASH viewing parties while he was at Kennesaw.
Hey, Dylan, ask me the word I would use. Ask me what adjective I would describe Tiffany and Mike right now.
Bo, what adjective would you use to describe Tiffany and Mike right now?
Be careful.
Hateful.
No, I thought you were going to say bully.
They're hateful to me.
That was good, Mike.
I mean, you know, word. I use the adjectives the right way, and they just want to come at me because they're hateful.
He said you were watching MASH.
They hate you because they ain't you, Bo.
Tiffany, I don't know what you're laughing at. Your ass is as old as I am, so, I mean.
I look good, though.
Hold me together.
Hey, let's go to the
I did, yeah.
Let's go to the lines. We got Mike's Mafia agent,
yes,
number
sir!
66 in Dawsonville. What's going on?
Agent 66, represent.
Welcome into the show, sir. How was your day?
Doing good. Hey, I just wanted to comment on the what if, you know, the Falcons drafted Penix with the number 8, you know. And I just say that's crazy. Like a fox.
That's
because I know we all want a sip of that Leitu latte.
Yeah.
But, you know, we get this guy, put him in mothballs, get him with our quarterback whisperers that we've all got on board now. these guys that have been working with Stafford and all these great passing games to just let him develop. Next thing you know, he may quietly in a few years be the next Barkowski or Warren Moon. You just don't know.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Agent 29. Did you like hit
it's
some of the? Did you hit some of the Delta 9 from Georgia Hemp or something this morning before
crazy
you
like
called in?
I mean, don't be disrespectful.
Crazy like a fox.
Yeah, man. Like I don't know, like mothballs and stuff. And
calm
maybe,
down. That's a mafia
maybe,
member you're talking about.
Maybe one.
You don't badmouth mafia.
I remember that one time Michael Penix threw a touchdown.
Right. Back to the lines. We got Phil, who's on the road. Good morning, Phil.
What's up, Phil?
Hey, good morning.
What's up, buddy?
Tiffany, you were robbed.
Thank you.
Here we go.
See? I think character over dedication. I give you one example why, if I can piece it together. You know, character includes good decision-making. And I think about, it popped in my head about Kellen Winslow Jr. He got drafted, got picked, got going, went out, rode a motorcycle, broke his leg all up. You know, yeah, a lot of people are dedicated. The decision-making, off the field, that kind of stuff all pays into character. That's why Matt Ryan is going to be considered a great one. Good character.
Well, I didn't know riding a motorcycle meant you had bad character.
I don't think that was the end of Kellen Winslow's issues.
Well, look, Kellen Winslow wasn't dedicated to the sport. He also might have.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
I don't think he was. He was a soldier though. is what he told everybody. He was a soldier. it's funny though. I'm telling you guys, we've had good character players that weren't dedicated to being the best on the field.
I don't think either one of those words are mutually exclusive. I think you have to have good character to be dedicated, and I don't think you have to be dedicated to have good character. I think those
totally
are two
agree.
Good words.
I totally agree, and that's why I don't think they're the same. That's why I don't think they deserve to be used as the same. I think that there are a lot of good character guys are dedicated, and I think that gets overlooked, that you have some guys who, look, there's some guys that you – I don't think a lot of people would use the word in his history and how he's acted in his life, Tyreek Hill, as a character guy, but he's sure as heck dedicated to being one of the best players in the league, and he's shown to be. So I think you can use those examples.
Yeah. Yeah. I've played with guys that had one and not the other of both of those. So I don't know.
Look, you can be dedicated, but you may lack character. He could show up to practice
They're
every day, which is why I won. But again, I wish I could have written this charitable act off my taxes because I let you win. So anyway,
if you let me win, you wouldn't be stomping your feet just now
lines.
And still mentioning
Let's
it. People that do nice
Larry
things don't have to mention they did
the
nice things.
Good morning, Larry.
Larry, it's been a while, buddy.
Hey. Yeah, it's been a while. You guys got a lot of new people calling. I've had a little bit of problem getting through, but I'm good. I've had my good time on the radio.
I think
that you guys overlook what Day-Day said, and I think that dedication is a subcategory of character, okay? That's how I'm going to put it. Dedication is a subcategory of character. And then the second thing is, I think Terry Fontenot is playing crazy like a fox. Everybody knows here we already got a quarterback, and we already got a backup and all that kind of stuff. So, look, he's baiting and switching, and he's going to go for that defensive thing. I think he's just leading them out there and let them drop off the cliff, and then he's going to sneak back in and get what he really wants to do. He's playing the smart game, and I like this game plan. He's playing chess instead of checkers.
Larry, I do have to mention, buddy, that you are infamous for being a Cowboys fan, and you are using the term we. So welcome into the Falcons bandwagon, my friend. We're happy to have you. Happy to have you on board.
I'm glad you said that, because last year I watched all 17 games of the Falcons,
yes,
and I didn't watch that many Cowboys games, I can tell you that. So I think you're right. I am kind of leaning toward Falcons. Well, it's hard to do it
Attaboy.
When you listen to 92.9 The Game. And then I live in Atlanta, so, hey, it's two things at once. So,
yeah,
you know
okay.
I'm with you guys.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely, man.
You know,
happy to have you.
Tiffany
Night
Nation still in the house. Tiffany Night Nation always in the house. Love you guys, man.
Appreciate you.
Nice call, Barry. Thanks. absolutely hysterical. But, yeah, that's funny, man. Good. I disagree with it. I don't think it has to be a subcategory. I don't think dedication has to be a subcategory.
It's not, because you can have one without the other.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. There's many NFL players that have had one without the other.
That knocked him out because he could not pick any other. Grit falls under character. Everything falls under character.
No, it doesn't. The grit is not. Look, you think bad character guys don't have grit?
Wait, you know what? We're going to break. So when we come back here, we'll hear more from Terry Fontenot. And maybe what the future holds for Calais Campbell. That's next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. I got the last word. Bye. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is the Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. The draft is tomorrow.
35 hours and 37 minutes, Tiff.
You have the official countdown clock.
Yeah, I do have that official countdown clock.
Of the draft.
That's right.
And so if you are looking for draft coverage, you can come right here to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, because we are your home of the most comprehensive NFL draft coverage anywhere on the radio. Thursday night, join Mike Conti and Wes Durham and Dave Archer for live coverage around 1 from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Friday night, the Wade Ford tailgate crew of John Fricke, Joe Patrick, and Harper LaBelle brings you live coverage of rounds 2 and 3. And on Saturday, Mikey P. and Paulding County Bo are live. Paulding County Bo are live for the final...
I don't know why it stayed.
I didn't mean to. Live
Shake
for the final four rounds. Whew, it's close. Plus, we have late night coverage Thursday and Friday, where we take your calls through 2 a.m. That's the 2024 NFL Draft, live all weekend on 92.9 The Game and anywhere in the world on the Odyssey app. They talk like Bo. Where did that come from?
Jeez.
I have drops for everything, Tiffany.
You know what? It's like you talk in the mornings. Sometimes you don't feel, maybe it's just me, as coherent.
I think it's just you get what you deserve.
And I don't, excuse me.
Yeah, you want to come make some fun and Dylan's got you trapped.
I think it's funny. I thought it was funny. I'm just wondering, when did I say that? I have no recollection of that.
You've said it a few times.
I mean, I probably have. If there's a cut of it and he can play it back, it just... You know, so
they talk like Bo.
So salty.
You're making fun of a lot of your audience, because I am
I'm
the audience.
Not. I'm not.
I am this city, Dylan.
He said that's what a guru sounds like.
That's what. Yeah. I'm not insulting it. Squid Nation here. All right. Oh, no. Atlanta Falcons GM Terry Fontenot, he talked to the media yesterday, and he talked about the importance of knowing how top-heavy or not each of the various positions are in this year's draft. It's one of the many things that he talked about. We'll try to get you that sound in just a moment here. But, oh, we have it now. Let's go.
So you have to – what we have to do with the draft, right, because every draft is different. Every draft board is different. But what we always need to know is, okay, these are the positions that are deep, top to bottom, okay? These are the positions that are top heavy. And to get a player, then it's going to have to be in the first two rounds to get someone that's going to come in and make your team, make an impact on your team. And these are the positions that there's not anybody at the top, but then there can be more guys at the bottom. So you have to know the strengths and weaknesses and how each position stacked. But then the variable in that is you can get into the draft. Like, we can say this position is really strong, but if they have a huge run on them, because it's all about what's going to be at your particular pick. Right. So it all comes down to the draft and how the board actually comes off. But
well, this is what happens. This is what we've talked about with runs on certain positions.
Yeah.
And that's what, to his point, what he's saying is positions that are top heavy, when there is a run on those positions, that's when teams that maybe have a need there, they'll get desperate and they'll say, let me jump up. Whereas teams that maybe they have depth at that position, they can say, well, I can move back because I know that I'm going to have some suitors calling for this pick. But then it's also like, that's the one reason why I've been torn on to say that they need to do that. That if Odunze, it is this the one we've talked about the most, or Neighbors is there at eight, that I think they would pull the trigger instead of, I think they'll field calls no matter what. But yeah. That's why I'm a little bit torn on that, if they would pull the trigger on him or maybe still a Latu or Dallas Turner or whatever, because that receiver position for the way this offense runs is pretty deep, because you've got guys like Ricky Pearsall and Ladd McConkey who will be there probably in that second, third round. Now, McConkey not, I think, but Pearsall probably. Actually, both those guys could be gone mid-second round.
Yeah.
But they're guys that could still be there, and you're going to be drafting early second round.
I do agree with you. I think wide receiver is probably, if not the deepest position, I think it's one of the deepest position in this year's draft. And honestly, in a roundabout way, this is kind of the reason why I've questioned that it's just chalk that you're going to take Dallas Turner at eight, because I don't think that the edge position is top heavy, and it's not to say that he's not a good edge player, but I think that it's the line is a lot more blurred, I think, with the top of the edge players and the bottom of the edge player. I think the line's a lot more blurred. I think you have deep wide receivers, but I think it's very clear who the top three are as far as those wide receivers go. I think it's very blatant that your top three wide receivers are the ones that will come off the board first, but there's still talent into the third and fourth round.
And can I throw like a little wrench in here and something we've kind of seen peeking in here? Edge rusher, this defense might not be a guy that's going to stand up and come off the edge like Latu or Turner. It might mean kind of that Byron Murphy player, like that fits in the mold of what Aaron Donald has done in the recent past, or J.J. Watt did. That defensive tackle pass rusher. I mean, I know that sounds odd, but that's when you hear hybrid defense, you don't necessarily need. You don't have to have that Dallas Turner. Troy Anderson maybe could turn into that position, or like a poor man's version of it. He's got some of the attributes. So I think edge rusher doesn't always mean, you know, the guy defensive end, traditional or stand up, a guy in a traditional 3-4, if that makes sense.
And it doesn't sound odd, but you can also look at them as two separate things, pass rushers and defensive tackles, because Fontenot, he talked about how they're are a lot of good guys that fit those molds in this year's draft.
Yeah, some good pass rushers, not just at outside linebacker. There's defensive ends. There's defensive tackles. There's some good pass rushers in this draft. There's different types. You got the guys that win with power, the guys that win more with speed. You got the well-rounded players, the versatile players that you can move around. It's a premier position. Not just saying the outside linebacker is a premier position, the defensive. If you have a pressure player, it is. It's premier, no different than a corner, right? Those are premier positions. And so at any point, if you can get them, it doesn't matter what you have in your building. If you can get them, you definitely want to get them. And there's some good ones in this draft, I would say, at both positions.
I'm not sure what to think of interior defensive linemen in this year's draft. I mean,
And the line is blurred. I think when you look at a lot of these guys, you know, we talked, Bo, you and I talked this morning about Jerzon Newton out of Illinois. He was actually the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. Byron Murphy is a guy that I see Byron Murphy being mocked anywhere from like 7 to like 30. Like, who knows where he's going to go? Because I do think interior defensive line is a position that can be game-changing, but I think it's very, very top-heavy in this draft. Like, I think you have to get one of the top, let's call it 5 guys, or you might be, you know, back in the 5th, 6th, 7th round in terms of who you're going to bring in. So I think there's a number of guys. Braden Fisk is a guy we've talked about a ton who had a great combine and did a lot of good things down at Florida State for that team. Next to Jared Verse, I think he can be a game-changer. But when you get down into some of the mocks and you get past the, you know, the Chris Jenkins of the world, the Michigan guy, you're really starting to slide back into the third round and, you know, look at Mike Hall from Ohio State, who has been mocked to us a number of times as well. So it's to Terry's point, it's all about runs, and it's all about where you see the value in these guys and what you really need for your defense.
Yeah, and speaking of defense then, what is all this, what could it mean for Calais Campbell, right? So the door isn't closed for him yet. Here's Fontenot.
Yeah, again, no update at this point, but we'll never close any doors. You know, we'll get through the draft, and then once we get through the draft, we always go through the players that are available and what we can do. It's a 24/7, 365 process, the roster building. We're never stopping. It's the roster is never set, so we won't close any doors.
No one would rather have Calais Campbell back than me. I freaking love the dude as a human being.
We all co-sign on that.
Professional, but he also
he's dedicated and he has high character.
Yeah, that's right. He's one. He's got both. He's very few that has both. I'm telling you, this team is better with him. He did not lose steam last year. I do give Arthur Smith a ton of credit, and Ryan Nielsen the way they handled his schedule. So if we could get Calais back, I think it'd be great, especially if we got a young player on that front defensive line. By the way,
ding.
Mm-hmm. This draft breakdown of Terry Fontenot's draft press conference yesterday is brought to you by the W Sauce. Get over to WSauce.com, find a retailer near you. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
It's not an arrogance, it's a confidence.
That's right.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Up next, we've got Alabama beat writer for the Tuscaloosa News, Nick Kelly, joining us here on the show. We'll break down some of these possible Alabama draft picks next on the other side of on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning. Yeah! Back to more of the morning shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Turn it up.
I thought you said that over the air.
I did.
Oh, you did. Okay. All right, we're back on the morning shift. We're going straight to the WakeBridge.com hotline. That's where we find Alabama beat writer for the Tuscaloosa News. He also writes for USA Today. Nick Kelly joining us here on the show. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nick, I've been doing the show. We've been doing the show 13 months now, and I am a Bama grad and have never been introduced on the show with Sweet Home Alabama. So congratulations to you, sir.
Man, that's a big accomplishment. It kind of gets me thinking it's game day, honestly. So well, thanks for getting me kicked off.
We roll out the red carpet for everyone except for Michael here. So
I hate to bring the reality back to the situation, but that's because every time we mention him as a former All-American, national champion, captain of a Nick Saban-led team, he starts whining that he doesn't want his accomplishments led, Nick. So
there's like 50
I back
of those
off of
there
it.
In Tuscaloosa these days.
I was going to say Bama grad is a pretty succinct way to put what Mike did. So.
Nick, when I found out you were coming on, I went to your page. I wanted to see some of your write-ups and what you've done, and I stumbled on this article that you did about Cecil Hurt, who, if you don't know who Cecil is, was a longtime beat writer for Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah, legendary writer in the state, and how basically – once he passed, I know he brought you in and kind of showed you the ropes, and then when he passed, you took some of the things that schools like Auburn had put out for him and the press box to one of his good friends, and you ended up meeting your future bride out of this thing. And
crazy.
I just thought it was an incredible story, very well written. But can you kind of touch on it for our audience, please?
Yeah. Well, thanks for saying that. And I owe Cecil a lot, and so he didn't intentionally bring us together, but it's because of him and who he was that, Elizabeth and I met. And really, I mean, that's the thing is, and I say because of who he was, because, I mean, he was legendary. And so the SEC put out a memorial for him. Auburn put out a memorial for him. So I needed to get these somewhere because I was the only Tuscaloosa News representative at these games. And his sister and brother didn't live super close by. So his best friend, Chad, who took care of him when Cecil was in the hospital, and the two had went to school together at UA, known each other for decades. I figured he lived in Birmingham, so I figured he'd be the best person to drop those memorials off to on my way back from Atlanta. And while I was there, I had first met Chad, his wife. We sat and talked for a little bit. And next thing, their one daughter comes home. We chat some more. Next thing, their next daughter comes home, and that's Elizabeth. And then we chat some more. And I go to dinner with them. And like 5-6 hours later, I finally leave. And Elizabeth and I have been talking ever since.
Dude, that's such a cool story, man. You guys are getting married this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, this weekend.
Wow.
It's approaching fast.
First of all, congratulations. Second of all, I'll impart some wisdom on you that was given to me when I got married 6 years ago. You can be happy or you can be right, but you can't be both. So make sure you keep that in mind, my friend.
That's solid advice, and thank you for the congratulations.
All right, so let's get into some of the draft stuff, and there is a boatload of names, it seems like, every year coming out of Tuscaloosa and that are being drafted, these NFL teams. It seems like more than in recent memory, Nick, that we've talked about Bama guys because of the needs of the Falcons, edge rusher, cornerback, and some of the other stuff, possibly coming to Atlanta, but the name, obviously, for everybody at the top of the draft boards over here, it seems like, is Dallas Turner. He is being heralded by a lot of people, Nick, as the top defensive player in the draft. Do you see it that way?
I mean, you can certainly make the argument just because he's got the pedigree, he's got the experience, he's got the talent, the physical attributes. There's a lot to like about him. I mean, he's been impressive since he got to campus. He was playing as a freshman. I mean, I think he had 8 sacks, and that was mainly from the second half of the season. And his game has developed. He's just a really just kind of freaky athlete to an extent for a guy of that size. I mean, he was a basketball player primarily for a while. And his dad played pro ball. And so he's got some kind of different attributes that maybe some guys don't have. And so you put that into the body of a guy who's just an edge rusher like that. And no, I think there's a lot to like. And he can get better. I think there are ways that he can still develop his game for sure. But in terms of just raw ability and potential, there's a lot to like there.
Do you think he benefited from playing across from Will Anderson and Chris Braswell and some of the other players that he had there?
I mean, you could have maybe said that when Will was there, just because Will was so good and Will was a guy that he's had a double team. But then I think this past year, Dallas had a chance to show more of, okay, what is Dallas Turner like when Will Anderson's not there? And Dallas looked really good. He had some big games and had another really strong season. Just, I mean, Chris is a solid player, but he's not Will Anderson. Dallas Turner became the guy that teams had to try to stop, and he still was very productive. So I think this past year was really good for him to show that, okay, he's not just benefiting from Will Anderson drawing double teams.
Alabama beat writer for the Tuscaloosa News and also for USA Today, Nick Kelly, joining us here on the morning shift. Nick, another top prospect in this year's draft coming out of Alabama is Terrion Arnold. And you wrote about him. Used the words confident, comical, and memorable to describe him. How has his personality impacted the way that he plays on the field?
Oh, man. I mean, Terrion, I'm just selfishly, I'm kind of sad that he's gone because he was just so fun to cover. He's larger than life. And I think what's obviously when you have a big personality like that, you got to back it up with some good play. He likes to kind of troll some guys, some players were telling me in practice and things like that. And, but no, he's a really talented cornerback, and he's a guy who, so he, when he came out, he was a safety, he was playing safety in high school. So he had to learn cornerback, and there's some kind of rough patches there. Not this past season, but 2022 were some up and down moments, and he actually got benched. But I think he used that to fuel him, and he came back in 2023, which is really his only second year playing corner, or being a true corner. And I mean, he's phenomenal. He's a great athlete. He's got great ball skills. And so when you have a big personality paired with a guy who makes big plays, like when he had the interception against Auburn, at the end of the second half in the Iron Bowl, he came over to the sideline yelling lank, 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 lank. And, just kind of spazzing is what Jermaine Burton told me. And so he backs it up with his big play, but he's got a really fun personality too. And I think whoever drafts him, is really going to enjoy Terrion Arnold because he's just a really fun guy to be around.
Well, another guy that you've been around since you got there is JC Latham. He was the number one recruit, for offensive tackles coming out. He's kind of ranked anywhere from 2 to 4. To some people, as far as tackles and what is kind of a deep tackle class. Talk about what makes JC Latham such a good tackle.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy who's strong. He has pedigree, like you mentioned, and he's experienced too. I mean, 2 full years as a starter is really valuable there. But yeah, I think he's just a compact kind of guy that can really use power and has enough speed. And he's got some areas to work on, I think. A few times he got guys who would go across his face and undercut him in pass rush, or pass protection, I should say. But, I mean, he's always been good ever since he got in there, and he's gotten better. And Mike could probably get into the finer points about what makes him good that I could. But no, he's always been a solid player. I'm kind of curious to see if he's kept at tackle in the NFL, or if they try to use him at guard some as well, because he's got experience there. But yeah, really, really solid player. Never was a guy that you're like, man, he's not good to have on the outside, because he was usually pretty solid for him.
A wide receiver that we're kind of familiar with here in Georgia, because he played a few years at Georgia's, Jermaine Burton. Goes to Alabama. He's actually played really well during his time there for the most part, but he's had some kind of maturity issues. I know the incident at Neyland Stadium, and I'm not going to kind of stay away from that one, but even last year, he had some moments where, you know, he kind of slammed his helmet and got upset on the sideline. Is Jermaine Burton kind of – is he worth a late pick in the draft for a wide receiver, a team that would need a wide receiver?
Yeah, I think so. And like you said, there is some of that stuff, that maturity that he's going to have to work through and keep working through. And I think he has been working through. But I could easily see him going kind of a early day three guy, maybe even, I mean, if a team really likes him, maybe late day two. I mean, because the talent's there. I mean, he's got NFL speed. He's a guy who can make big plays. He showed that. He's a great deep threat option for Jalen Milroe this past season. I think that he definitely didn't fully reach his potential in college at times. And so I think there is something there to mold or work with. But yeah, he's got the physical attributes to an extent that I think could make him a solid NFL receiver. So I think, yeah, if you are comfortable as a team with his character stuff and his maturity, and feel that he is developing that, or he can continue to develop that, I think he's a guy worth taking in the draft.
Nick, thanks for joining us and helping us to break down some of these Alabama draft picks. And good luck this weekend, and wish you a beautiful wedding.
That's good luck, buddy.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me. Yeah.
That was Nick Kelly, who covers Alabama football as well as basketball for the Tuscaloosa News and the USA Today. You can follow him at Nick Kelly on X. We'll be right back to find out what's coming up on the Straight Cast on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.